are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, the Browns are going to Columbus Saturday, June 21st. It was last week, was it? Last week was the 21st.
Yeah,
so they went. Markevious Mingo was down there with Hanford Dixon. So the Browns are hitting various spots around the state.
They are. Kevin Griffin was down there with Markevious and Hanford Dixon and had a real nice blend of the Browns family.
Yeah. Hey, not a nicer kid, and there are a lot of nice kids here, not a nicer kid than Markevious Mingo.
Kiki.
Yeah.
Kiki Mingo. He is a wonderful young man. And Jimmy, let's hope that, again, in Mike Pettine and, Jimmy O'Neill's system, that he flourishes.
Yeah. Let him be what he wants. Let him be what he's
meant to be. They love explosive edge rushers.
Yeah. Go get the quarterback.
Go get him.
Go get the quarterback. All right. Jason Gibbs, our producer, is with us and has been monitoring Twitter. What do you got,
Gibbs?
Jason?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Gibbs.
From Eric Halesworth. I know you guys say Hayden thrives in man coverage, but his best year was in a zone defensive scheme. Would you agree, disagree?
I'm projecting that. I will say that statement is that you're right. That probably is right. But see, I think Joe wants to become that aggressive, go get the football, dare quarterbacks to throw it his way. So Jimmy, I'm gonna believe that Joe Hayden is going to adapt to this and flourish in it.
I think he's gonna flourish in it. I like when he ends up in man-to-man coverage. And I know he got beat a couple of times at big moments last year, but I think Joe went to a point where he got very frustrated and might have been trying to do too much in a couple of games.
The same thing, a different nature. Same thing with Mitch Schwartz, what he was asked to do.
Right.
And Hayden was asked the same thing, and yeah.
Yeah.
But Joe's not the type to call anybody else out.
No.
But he was asked to do some things that, let's just say, were to make up, cover up for some inadequacies of those around them.
Yeah, that's true. And so I like when, he's right in there by himself. I love the fact that, come the next week after a Sunday game, he comes right in. Who's their best guy? I got him. And I think when you have that kind of guy, I think that you're going to be fine.
Don't you love that, Jim?
Yeah,
don't you wish there were 52 others
absolutely.
In your room?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that was what made Dixon and Minifield, what they were.
Absolutely.
And any great corner. I mean, they want the best guy. So I think he will be fine there. He'll flourish there. What's next?
All right, guys. Finally today from Mike T., talking about training camp and accommodations. He says the accommodations for fans in Berea leave a lot to be desired, a cramped feeling being there. What would be your number one choice if you had to move training camp?
Well, he's right. It is tight. It is what it is. It wasn't designed to be a training camp site.
No.
It's a practice site.
No, it's a practice facility in season.
And they've done a pretty good job. Last year, they had those towers here. But it is cramped and very small stadium space.
About 4,500 if we start getting the shoehorns out,
Jimmy.
I
think so. I'm for going to a spacious place. And I think, as you said, Michael, there are a lot of good places around here.
Gibbs, back to Northwest Ohio and on the campus of Bowling Green State University. Gibbs,
I take that.
Your alma mater. What about that?
I'm fine. They got plenty of open fields. That's what you need.
They got enough of Perry Stadium. Good.
Oh, anyway, that's coming up. And, of course, they'll be down in Akron on August 2nd. We'll see how that works out. That should be great down there. So I hope
it'll be fun.
Of you register and go down there for that. Michael and I are done for today.
Already?
Unbelievable. We're back tomorrow, and we got a full show for you tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
Former Chiefs president Carl Peterson.
How much fun is that going to be to talk to him?
Yeah, we'll go around the league, too, and we'll do a number of things like that. Michael had a ball. Had a great time.
It was great, Jimmy.
Yeah,
look forward to, 22 hours from now. We'll do it again.
Okay, so we'll talk to you tomorrow again here from Berea on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Thanks to Jason Gibbs. Thanks to Gerard Cherry. Gerard's coming up with Hooley coming up at 3 o'clock right here on WKNR. Have a good rest of your day, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.